But it's very important, and we need more of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We should never be satisfied with how much we have. So we should seek more of Him, and that He come fill our congregation and us individually, so that we can be closer to the Lord, but also do the work that He has for us. So please do what you can to attend. Again, next January or June 8th from 6 to 8. And there'll be light refreshments afterwards. I guess the one appealing thing is traditionally you eat dairy foods. So hopefully there'll be cheesecake, so that's a good thing. What else is there? Oh, also, is Emmanuel here? Is he here? ATNs? You awake, Emmanuel? Hi. Good morning. Well, I'll text you later. All right. Emmanuel, this actually is last week. He's going to go off and ship off and go to boot camp. Right? No, no. What's that? Going to Israel, my bad. All right. So he's going to get a Jewish boot camp. Okay. August. Okay. I'm bad. Yeah, of course. So we'd like to call him up to pray for him. He's going to go on a trip. He's going with Rabbi Kirk Leiby from Chicago. He does a trip every year for Jewish kids to get experience in Israel, to take a tour. And I don't know if you guys met Rabbi Leiby personally. He's an intense guy. So you're gonna be running. Kirk's great. I love him. Man can move. So I'll invite you up just to pray for you. Have a great trip. Father, let's extend a hand. Father, bless Emmanuel. Keep him safe. Speak to him, Lord. As he traverses the land of promise, that you would speak to his life. And draw him closer to your heart. And I pray he'd be a blessing there, not just to receive and to learn, but to give. Thank you for this trip, for this opportunity for him. And keep him safe and just have a wonderful time and experience in the name of Yeshua. Amen. You guys...
And dear Father, I just pray over Emmanuel, Lord, and I pray over all the young men and women that are going on this trip. I pray that you talk to them, Lord, as they walk with your people and walk your land. I pray, Lord, that you open their eyes, you open their hearts to your vision for them. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name.
Lord, I just pray for all the young women and men on this trip, Lord, and for Rabbi Gleib, Lord, and I just pray that these Messianic Jewish children, young men and women, are great witnesses everywhere that they go, that they love you with all their heart, their soul, their mind, and their strength, and they love the land the same.
Okay. The way things are going to go, I'm going to speak a few words. I'll have someone come up and share about Dennis. There is also, for those who didn't see, there's a memorial service. The funeral is going to be for the family in the morning. But there'll be a memorial service at El Shaddai Congregation in Maryland. It's about an hour north of here in Frederick. So it'll be from 4 to 6:30. And so all are welcome to come to that. But I want to talk a few minutes about mortality. And then we're going to spend the focus is we're going to, Bruce will come up and we're going to take the Lord's Supper together, the Seudat HaAdon, and really focus on what Yeshua has done for us as a body. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for life in Yeshua. And thank you for the gift that Dennis was to us. And thank you, Lord, that he's resting securely in you now. Teach us to number our days, Lord, that we may be wise. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. Just thinking about it, you know, it's... Last I spoke with Dennis, he said, you know, we're getting towards time where we want to do more traveling, take some time off, get around. Melanie was just retiring from working for Tikkun, and their plan was to go and kind of enjoy life, you know? And that didn't happen. And then also ironically is that right before he passed, he was exercising. I bring this all up because there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. People say, oh, if you exercise, you'll live longer. Now, my grandfather, he's 95, and he would attest to that. But still, there's no guarantee. Actually, my grandfather is my step-grandfather. My biological grandfather passed away when I was 17, and he was diagnosed with a brain aneurysm. And they said, if you can do surgery, it's 50-50, you come out alive. Or conscious. He said, I'll take my chances. They said, we'll give you about 6 months. He lived for 2 years. And then one day, it was over. We enjoyed him, but we had him, and then my grandmother called and said he died. There's no guarantee. And he was, you know, relatively young. I think he was 77. In today's standard, that's relatively young. But, you know, we take for granted, oh, I'll do this tomorrow. Oh, let me put this off. Or as Brooke was saying, I'll share it with them another time. There are no guarantees. No guarantees. We read in Isaiah chapter 40, and starting in verse 6. A voice is saying, cry out. So I said, what shall I cry out? All flesh is grass, and its loveliness is like the flower of the field. Now flowers, I love flowers. They're beautiful. I grew up with a garden. We have a few in our backyard. But if you ever see it, their beauty is not eternal. And if you don't get enough rain, as we're like recent, just the last week or so, they start to wither. There's no guarantee that the flower that you see today will be there tomorrow. And he continues, verse 7, the grass withers, the flower fades, for the breath of Adonai blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. That is the guarantee. As Eric was saying, this is all we have. It stands as truth, immutable and eternal. And the Lord himself, who spoke these words, is all the guarantee we have. Let's go to Psalm 90. Now, this is written by Moses. I guess in a way it's kind of unfair because Moses was 120. But as you'll read, it's not like his life was full of happiness and joy all the time. He went from the palace to a shepherd, then to 2 or 3 million people who complained all the time. People, oh, I wish I could be with Moses. I don't know. So Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. My Lord, you have been our dwelling from generation to generation before the mountains were born. Or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Again, you see the eternal nature of God, that he is the only thing that has existed for all time. You look at giant mountains, you think, wow, these are big. They're old. But he's older. And even as mountains crumble, he'll still exist. Verse 3, you turn mankind back to dust, saying, return, children of Adam. We came from dust. Came from dirt. God picked us up, formed us, and he blew into us. That's all we are. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day just passing by. Or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away in their sleep. In the morning they are like sprouting grass. In the morning it flourishes and springs up. By evening it withers and dries up. Again, showing the fleeting nature of what many people hope in and trust in. Looking around, oh, nature has been here for so long. Yeah, okay, true in one respect. But in one day it could be here and the next day it could be gone. For we are consumed by your anger and terrified by your wrath. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days have passed away under your wrath. We spent our years like a sigh. Now true, under the new covenant, Yeshua, our sins are forgiven. But still, the gravity of which what we've done in the light of the pureness and holiness of God should make us tremble. Let us never lose the greatness of God, because it teaches us to fear him. Why do we need to fear him? Because he's the big one, and we're the little ones. He's eternal. We're created. Yes, he's forgiven us. And when our sins are exposed to God, and Yeshua says, I'll take them upon me. I've wiped them clean. True. But let us never lose the gravity of the situation, of the price also paid for such. Because it's no mere thing, oh, I'm forgiven in Jesus, and then now if I can move on and do whatever I want. No, Yeshua forgave me. But look at what it cost. That should cause us to fear. Verse 10, the span of our years is 70, or with strength, 80. Yet at best they are trouble and sorrow, for they are soon gone and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? Your fury leads to awe of you. So teach us to number our days, so that we may get a heart of wisdom. Relent, Adonai, how long? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your love, so we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. What makes us sing? God's eternal, unchanging, all-encompassing, all-forgiving love. Vacations might make you sing. Fresh challah might make you sing. But that singing will stop. The only singing that goes on forever is based on the love of God. 15, gladden us for our as many days as you have humbled us, as many years as we have seen misery. Let your work appear to your servants and your splendor on their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. What it makes me think is the end that Moses says, is that after I've gone through it, it looks like life is just tough and it's fleeting. Is that all we can do is what we can do? We can do good. We can work for the kingdom today. Because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. And he says, establish our works. What can we control? We can control what we do. And as Brooke was saying, we can control whom we can bless. We can control whom we forgive, and to those whom we repent, and whom we share Yeshua with, those whom we pray for. That's all we can control. And more, even more so, we pray that God would give us the strength to do this. Still, it goes back to the power of God. I saw Dennis last week. So we talked. He's playing with David, smiling. I'll see you at Tikkun. Yeah, we're going to Indiana, he said. And then we're going to come back. See you at Tikkun. Didn't happen. It's out of our control. There is no guarantee of tomorrow. As we read in Hebrews 6, Hebrews 6, verse 19. It talks about, the context is God swearing to Abraham by himself. Because there's nothing greater than he by which he could swear. The fact being is that God's faithfulness to us is by swearing by himself. What does that mean? It won't change. Because his reputation is at stake, and his character is at stake, and he will never tarnish such, and his character is one that will never relent of what he said he'd do. And so the author says in verse 19, we have this hope as an anchor of the soul, both firm and steady, A hope that enters the inner place behind the curtain. As fleeting as this world is, storms come, bad things happen, even good things happen. That what keeps us grounded and what keeps us firm and steady is the hope that's in Yeshua. It's an anchor. It's strong. And it keeps us in place. And if God were to call us tomorrow to go home, we're grounded, we're confident, we're secure. And we can trust in Him. And as I was saying earlier, that Yeshua has paved the way for us. That His resurrection is a first fruit of what will be for us if we were to pass on this earth before He returns. But He is the only solid foundation we have. If we hear His words, and He says, one who hears them and does them builds his house upon a rock, so that when life gets tough and our mortality is put into perspective, we're confident. And even when we go through the drudgeries of life, and I got to pay bills, and I got to go buy groceries, and David pooped again, I got to change a diaper, Yeshua is the only thing that keeps us grounded and it keeps us sane. We have to trust in Him. We have to see that He's all we have. And if we come to that perspective, then we can rejoice in all things, because this will all pass away. But He says, my words will never pass away. The last thing I'm going to say is that Solomon, in all his wisdom and pining away and seeking for truth, and he ends his very difficult philosophical book of Ecclesiastes, the very last, second to last verse, he says, and when all else is heard, this is what's left. Fear God and keep His commandments. That's it. That's all we can do. We have to really treat every day as, well, this is what we have. Because God is God today, and He'll be God tomorrow. But that's the only thing that stays still. The only thing that's solid. As Eric was saying, Yeshua is at His right hand. He's established there. And He's putting all things under His feet. And we can rejoice in this fact. And Dennis isn't suffering more. We're the ones suffering. He got off easy in a way. Because we have to keep going. And what keeps us going is Yeshua. So let us worship Him and love Him and abide in Him, abide in His love, fear Him, keep His commandments, encourage one another, build one another up. Bless the Dennis family to encourage them, to keep them going. We have to be the hands and feet of Yeshua. The mouth of Yeshua to them. Let us bless one another and serve one another. This is what Yeshua said. I didn't come to be served, but to serve. Should we not be like our Master? To serve one another, love one another, honor one another, bear one another's burdens. This is what we can control. This is what is good and true. This is what brings our Father glory and will honor Dennis' memory. Zichrono tzadik livracha, may the memory of the righteous be for a blessing. And so it is with Dennis. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Dennis' life and for the truth that he was a solid man. We thank You, God, for Your grace and Your words and the person of Yeshua, Father, that You didn't just send us teaching, but You sent us Your Son to guide us and to love us and then make His way into us through the Holy Spirit so that we can be grounded in truth, grounded in His love. Bless Dennis' family, Melanie, and the children and the grandchildren and his siblings. Help us to be a blessing to them. We thank You, God, for His life. May we honor him in what we do and say for your glory, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Oh, you want to say something?
For those of you who can't be there tomorrow, the memorial service, I just want to confirm what everyone has already spoken to about Dennis. That he is a very, he's a spiritual shadow warrior. Because quietly in the background and soft-spoken, he always ensured that others' voices were heard. Very humble, yet brilliant, husband and father and grandfather. While we all can be replaced in our jobs, surely it will take more than one person to replace everything he does and has done for us. Although he can never be replaced in the hearts of his family and his friends. As my tenure as feast coordinator, we often held events and event rehearsals outside of Shabbat. As we scheduled dates and times, I would catch myself assuming that Dennis would be available to run the equipment for us. Of course, I made all plans tentative until I could actually confirm that he was willing and available. He was always willing and available, a true servant to us and to Yeshua. Very thoroughly, he always helped me. He patiently made time to teach me, and he kindly solved many dilemmas for me. He had a great ear for listening and a great joy when sharing with me of his family growing up and about his sweet children. A very dear man. It's an honor to have known him and to be able to love his family still. Thank you.
Let's all rise for Kaddish. Yitgadal v'yitgadash shemei rabba. Balma divra chirote v'amlich malchute. V'atmach pokane v'karev mishiche. V'chayichon v'yomechon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael. בעגלה ובזמן קריב ואמרו אמן. יהי שמי רבה מברך לעלם ולעלמי עלמיה. יתברך וישתבח ויתפאר ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתדר ויתעלה ויתעלל שמי דקודשה בריחו. לילה מן כל ברכתה ושירתה תושבחתה ונחמתה דאמירן בלמה ואמרו אמן. יהי שלמה רבה מן שמעיה וחיים עלינו ועל כל ישראל, ואמרו אמן. עושה שלום במרומיו, הוא יעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל, ואמרו אמן. You may be seated.
Time to take the Lord's Supper this morning. We wanted to spend a few more moments of really focusing upon the sacrifice of Yeshua. As Rabbi Aaron has pointed out, this is the bedrock of our faith and our faith in Messiah Yeshua. If so, those reading teams could begin to assemble and provide and get the elements. I think they're out in the back there. We want to worship the Lord a little before we partake here, so if we could just pass the elements out, and I'd like us to hold on to the element when you get it, then let's just very reverently proceed. Join with me. Tells us, taste and see that the Lord is good. We hold in our hands the symbol of redemption that we all have been provided. A physical thing, we can touch it, we can feel it, we can taste it, and we can see it. It comes out of the Passover Seder, in which we're eating different foods to remember the incredible deliverance of God. Here we are tasting and seeing that God is good. Romans 10:9 tells us that if you confess with your mouth Yeshua is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. We're thankful, Yeshua, that you have provided us salvation. Look at the bread and just look at it for a few moments. Touch it and feel it. It's real. It's physical. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Yeshua, by a new and living way opened up for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great priest for the house of God, let us remember his body as we take this. Join with me. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Father, we eat this tasting and seeing that you are good. When Messiah came as a high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made, that is to say, not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. We thank you, Yeshua, for the sacrifice of your body, your blood that poured out for us. Join with me. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. We thank you, Lord, for this cup. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin, and we are grateful and thankful. And remember, as we taste and see, that you are good. As they collect the cups, let's just sing that last refrain here. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Worship God, and I think it's also appropriate. We've lost Dennis. There's someone also in our congregation who is struggling now, and we need to pray for him, which is Howard. Howard's and Jill been in the hospital for over 2 weeks, and he's holding on. It's hard, physically, mentally, as well as with Jill. It's not easy. So I want to spend a few minutes praying for them. So I'll start, and then if people would like to cry out and pray, you want to pray in the Spirit, great. Just say a prayer out loud, but I think it's important that we pray for them and help them. Father, we lift up Howard to you. He too he's struggling, Lord, physically. We pray for healing. When we think of those times, Yeshua, when people came to you and says, heal my daughter, heal my servant, and you didn't even go to them. He said, we know that you can do it. And he said, it has already been done. I pray likewise you heal your son now. He's a man advanced in years, Lord, but he's still your son. Heal your son.
Yes.
Bless him. I pray he'd walk out of that hospital room, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. That your name would be lifted up. That you are the great physician, Lord, our great healer. That you have been raised from the dead, as we just heard, and that death has lost its victory. Thank you, Lord, that by your stripes, Howard is healed. Bless him, Lord, and give him mental strength to keep going, to fight. Not to quit, and to Jill, to support her and strengthen her, and help us to bless them in spirit and in truth in what we do to help them in this tough time. Now open it up to people who'd like to pray. Nice and loud so everybody can hear, please.
Yes.
Let's have a couple more, please. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. We trust you. We give you glory and honor. You created Howard, as Ron was saying, Lord. Recreate him. Renew him, Lord. For your glory. For your glory, Lord. Act, we pray. For your glory, Lord. Heal your son. Encourage him. Lift up Jill, Lord, your daughter. Heal them, Lord, for your glory. That the name of Yeshua may be lifted high. Thank you, Father. The mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. Let's remain standing. We'll say the Aleinu.